As Jason reported, the president's plans include shifting more forces to Afghanistan. The world's Quill Lawrence is in the Afghan capital, Kabul. And Quill, this is a substantial reinforcement. I mean, a Marine battalion in November, an Army combat brigade in January, depending on how many support troops come with them. You're looking at between 3,000 and 8,000 more Americans. That's a pretty big increase over the current force level of 31,000. Where exactly are they needed?
Well, they're needed all along the border regions with Pakistan. And it has to be said that all along, American commanders, NATO commanders, and Afghans have said that they need more troops here. So it'll be a very welcome announcement.
Well, it's Ramadan right now and late in the evening, so there's no official reaction yet in Kabul. But in general, how does the Afghan public opinion break down in terms of attitudes to international forces? I mean, especially in light of the controversial airstrike last month in Azizabad that appears to have killed dozens of civilians.
Yes, there's strong ambivalence. There's two minds here. And we could take a cue from President Karzai, who just a couple of days ago said, we don't need more foreign troops on our soil. We just need the Afghan army to be strengthened. Afghans are very upset right now at this growing number of civilian casualties. There's a growing feeling of anti-Americanism here. But when you get further into conversation with people, they'll say that they recognize it would be a disaster if the American troops left entirely, and some of them will even admit that they would like to see an increase in American security forces. They'd just like to see them do a better job, more careful targeting, less of these airstrikes without proper intelligence on the ground, and perhaps some sort of recognition when these mistakes are made.
So would President Karzai prefer not to have this kind of quiet surge of American troops, as President Bush calls it, on his soil?
Well, taking his statements at face value, yes, he doesn't want an increase. He doesn't want any more American forces on the ground. At the same time, he's heading into an election year, and he knows that there's a growing anti-American feeling. And so he's had to, at times, make these statements to seem less dependent on the United States than he really is.
And so how does this reinforcement of U.S. troops reflect on U.S. confidence in the Karzai government?
Well, they're sort of two separate issues. The need for new troops hasn't really been in dispute. The confidence in Karzai has been flagging in the last several months, and questions about whether he's willing to take a stand on corruption and against warlords have become more and more public on the part of U.S. officials.
President Bush also spoke about civil aid from USAID, the Agency for International Development, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the Foreign Service. How important is that within the context of this troop reinforcement in Afghanistan?
Well, it's huge. They have the same provincial reconstruction team strategy here as they do in Iraq, but they're multinational. There are Italian and German as well as American. And remember that Afghanistan, even after 7 years of U.S. investment and some quite noticeable improvement in the infrastructure, is still one of the poorest countries in the world. So it's imperative, alongside the military progress, they hope, as President Bush said today, that they'll be able to build a sustainable infrastructure and institutions that will be able to help the Afghans help themselves.
You mentioned the greatly improved infrastructure in Afghanistan. I mean, having been there several times yourself, how have you seen that change? I mean, what specifically has improved over the past 7 years?
Well, certainly the first 4 or 5 years, you saw huge improvement. You saw a lot of people building. You saw roads being rebuilt. Journeys that used to take 9 or 10 hours can now be done in a couple of hours. And that means that more Afghans have access to health care. They can get their goods to market, things like that. But what I've noticed certainly in the last couple of years, and more acutely in the last few months, is that Afghans are just much more pessimistic than they were. There's been a plateau in the progress, perhaps, but Afghans are leaving if they can. Many people I know have emigrated, people I never thought would leave, to go live in the West because they love their culture, they love their country. But there's a great loss of hope, and the idea, I think, that pushes them away is that the progress isn't happening quickly enough, that the greatest, most powerful country in the world has come here for 7 years and still can't manage to defeat a Taliban insurgency, which has an ideology that discredited even in most of Afghanistan. So there's a real pessimism setting in, and it's more of a difference in hopes and aspirations, I see, than physical differences on the ground.
The world's Quill Lawrence in Kabul. Thanks very much, as always, Quill.
Thank you, Marco.